Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting broadcast of Deep Cough and a Deep. I'm your host, Jeremy Lopez, and I want to talk to you today about going out, moving forward. And the reason why, because I know today that many of you are at a standstill. Many of you are wondering, what's happening? I don't want to make a move until I see the economy shift. I don't want to make a move until we get a new president, or I don't want to make a move until this happens. Until I find out what ISIS is doing or the terrorists are doing. Let me tell you something. One thing that God put in my spirit years ago is not to be moved by the elements of this world. And that's what the scripture says, that we walk by faith and not by sight. And sometimes we find ourselves moving so much in a place where we are reasoning out things to say, well, you know, this is what's going on in the world, so I need to be careful about this or that. One of the things I will tell you is Jesus never did. In the day in which Jesus was on the earth, there was a lot of wars, a lot of cultures that were rising up against one another. There's hatred, bitterness. I mean, cultures did not merge together. They didn't come together and talk and reason. It was just unheard of. And you had Herod, you had the king, you had Caesar, you had so many people who were just basically bad people. I mean, who were corrupt. The system was corrupt. You just see a lot of bad, horrible, you know, you see rejections during that day. Fear was just consuming the people, and you know, left and right, and not knowing what to do, and people getting put in jail and put to death constantly. I mean, so you're talking about, we live in a utopia world right now, folks. I mean, in essence, we live in a great utopia world right now, if I can use that terminology, compared to back then. If we understood the historical things that took place, even in Rome, with wars and bloody messes of war, I mean, just horrible things, we would realize how great right now our society is. Is it perfect? By far, no. But one of the things I would encourage you in, even if it was as bad as it was back then, let me tell you something. We are called to be those followers of Christ. We're called to mimic what Jesus did. Are we not? If God, you know, what my favorite scripture I use is, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. You know, as I am in the earth, so are you. Greater work shall you do when I go to the Father. The Holy Spirit's going to come. He will endue you with power. Well, you know, we have to come to the place of, even the Bible says, come before the Lord as a child of, you know, with that childlike faith. Why? Because a child does not get caught up in politics. A child doesn't get caught up in what's going on in the systems of the world and the laws. They don't care about the laws that happen in your country. What a child does is, a child does what a child wants to do. A child just moves by faith, so to say, and just touches the hot stoves and eats candy when he wants to, and just does what he wants to, plays with his toys when he wants to, sleeps when he wants to, basically. I mean, so you have to remember, a child does what a child wants to do, and whatever the urges of the child is in that moment, they just do it. They don't think, they don't reason out to say, well, is this really going to affect the economy? You know, should I really make this move before I start eating this candy? Before I touch the stove, will it really affect, you know, society here, you know, politically? I mean, children don't think on that level. And Jesus made it very plain that we're supposed to come before him as a child. Why? Because a childlike faith means we can move mountains. That mustard seed size of faith means you don't go by the elements of this world. So who cares if the economy is getting better, which you know what it is. If the economy is getting better or if it's getting worse, it doesn't matter. You do not make decisions based on things of the world. You make decisions based on the report of the Lord. Isn't that what the Bible says in Psalms? Whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord, which means I'm not going to sit back in fear and just talk it. I'm going to walk it out. I'm going to invest money. I'm going to buy land. I'm going to flip homes. I'm going to do these things. That's why I'm a good businessman. That's why you should be as well, because you've got to learn what it is through the wisdom of God. Be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. Through the wisdom of God, what is it that can cause me or my people or my family to begin to be lifted up and raised up? What part of this world that God has told me to invest in or move in or purchase or not purchase or do this or do that, what part of it when I can go ahead and be about my Father's business and not worry about things in this world? Isn't that what Joseph did? You know, when Joseph was neglected, rejected, and everything else, and we see so much there of just things that just never really took off, really never took off, you know, took place that day. Never, nothing ever exploded with Joseph. It just sort of, it was dead, and there was a famine in the land. But what happened? Out of all the things that Joseph began to go through, rejection, you know, accusations, thrown in jail, all these different things, but God raised him up to be the man with the plan, did he not? God raised him up to be who he was and who he's called to be, which means he was called in second in command of Egypt, which means there was a huge famine in the world during that time period. And guess who did not give into the famine? It was those people who believed and trusted God to know that, you know what, if God puts me second in command, I'm going to eat. I'm going to survive. If God puts me over here, I'm going to be okay. I'm not concerned about what goes on around me. And it's a season for you to stop all your warfare against this, against the namby-pamby stuff, as I call it. Warfare is not done by the natural, folks. Quit fighting, you know, all of these people. Quit fighting the president, the government, the gays, the blacks, the whites, the ISIS, the terrorists. You know, quit finding yourself so consumed with things of this world. And the reason why, because the Bible makes it very plain. The Bible says, first of all, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. And so you can fight against flesh and blood and the legal system and the bad corruption that you see and you feel is maybe right or wrong. But you know what? And as much as you fight against that, God's going to say, I don't care about that. I don't care about you. I never called you to defend the gospel. I never called you to defend me. I never called you to do anything in the natural world. The Bible says that which is first is natural. Hello, Old Testament. Afterwards, that which is spirit. Guess what, folks? New Testament, our sons and daughters of God. We have come to the place today where we are called to move by God's cloud and move upon God's glory. Move upon knowing that we're in a kingdom age where we're called to know no man after the flesh, the Bible says. Listen to me for a moment. Know no man after the flesh, but know them by the Spirit. Isn't that what the Bible says? What does that mean? It means I'm not called to say, so who are you? What do you do? What do you, you know, before I make my determination on how to judge you or how to move as far as categorizing you. No. He says, don't know anyone by the flesh, know them by the Spirit. God made it plain to us, folks, to be people of faith and power, which means we don't go by what we see or feel. It means to arise and stand up and say, I'm going to love regardless. And if God tells me to invest in this area or move over here in this place or buy this property or get this job, I'm going to do it. Because either way, I'm the Joseph of this day. I'm the Joseph company coming forth to make sure that when I'm listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd, I'm guaranteed God's going to provide and protect me. And bottom line is this, folks. Do we really believe the report of the Lord? Or do we believe what goes on in the government? Do we believe that whether you're for Obamacare or you're not for Obamacare, folks, listen, it doesn't matter. This is not who I put my faith and trust in. Why, you know, I hear so many Christians throughout the day complaining, griping, moaning, just like the children of Israel did. You know, where is God right now in our insurance companies? Where is God in our nation? Maybe we're going to be judged. Maybe we're not. Folks, you know what? It doesn't matter. I don't care about that kind of stuff. I really don't. I'm not consumed to say Obamacare is going to take me down. It's going to be the best thing ever. I'm not consumed with it's going to steal from me or it's going to put money in my pocket. I really don't care. Because you know what? I'm going to move by the law that Jesus told me to move by. And the second one is to love people as you love yourself. My job is to love regardless. And I'm going to love. You know why? Because my life is a win-win situation. And nobody can threaten me. Nobody can take me down unless God wills it. And God has made it plain in His Word. He is my protector, my guide, my strength, my deliverer. And we're coming to a place now where people are getting fearful. And you know what? That concerns me because fear is the enemy of faith. And when you move by fear, according to the elements of this world, you will be paralyzed. And you will never be able to. Paralyzed basically means you're frozen in fear, that because fear does not take you higher from glory to glory. It keeps you frozen. It keeps you paralyzed because fear is a destroyer. It's a destructive weapon. But when you move by faith and not by sight, guess what happens? All hell begins to be pushed aside because guess what? I'm going from glory to glory. I'm happy no matter what happens. It's like the song Happy by Pharrell. I'm happy because I don't really care what goes on because I'm not moved by anything around me. I'm moved by my Father in heaven. And guess what? Therefore, you can truly say I have unspeakable joy and full of glory and nothing can take it from me. Nothing can affect that. Unless you're moved by what you see or feel, nothing can remove move the joy of the Lord being your strength in your life today. And remember this, that you are in the palm of the hand of God, the Bible says. And the Bible says that nothing can remove you from His palm, from His hand. So move out in that today, that knowledge of strength, wisdom, and guarantee that you're going to be okay. And not only okay, but you're more than a conqueror. You are victorious. And you know what? And if something happens, let it happen. Welcome it and say, it's not a big deal. If God be for me, who can be against me? So it's perfectly fine. You're going to make it. The long down the road, the end of the day is going to be better than it was at the beginning. You have to trust God with all that's in you. So today I want you to walk away with that trust factor in you. One thing I want to recommend to you, each one of you as well, is we just launched out, me and one of my best buddies, which is a professional life coach as well. He is highly intelligent, Wayne Sutton. We teamed together to create a course just for you. It's called the School of Entrepreneur and Leadership Training course. And what this does, it actually releases you into knowledge and wisdom to know how to be successful, how to be an entrepreneur, how to be a leader. You might say, well, I'm not called to be a leader. Sure you are. Every person on earth, especially the body of Christ, everyone's called to be a leader. And you can be a leader in your sphere of influence, which is the place in which God has placed you. You don't have to be a leader in the country, a leader in church. You're a leader in the kingdom of God. And through being leaders in the body of Christ, that means you're a leader in your sphere of influence in which God has commissioned you to lead. And so I teach you how to do that. We teach you how to be an entrepreneur. We give you principles of Scripture, but we also give you practical principles of of knowledge and wisdom to know how to get jump started on a business, what to do in your life, how to find your career, how to be able to make it happen. We actually tell you how to do it, folks. We just don't give you a scripture and say, this is what God wants for you. We tell you how to do it. We give you secrets that most people won't give you. We're here to give you the actual secrets that people don't want to give to you because they don't want you to succeed. They just want to tell you God wants you to, but they don't want to give you information on how to do it. Folks, in this course, we tell you how to do it. And so I want to encourage you right now, go to identitynetwork.net. On the right-hand side, you'll see a banner. If you scroll down, you'll see a pretty banner. It's called School of Entrepreneur and Leadership Training. Or you can call my office, and we can show you and tell you more about what is actually involved in the course. But it's, I think, about 10 CDs, an ebook, which is a book of mine, and an ebook by Wayne, which is a book of his, that we've included in the course. You can get the entire course as a full, complete digital download. It is only offered, and only now, and forever, as a digitally downloaded course. What does that mean to you? It means that when you go on the website, you'll order it for a very, very inexpensive price. I think it's like $69. You can order the entire huge course. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's literally $69, folks. And you'll get sent automatically to your email a zip file. A zip file can be used on a PC, PC, personal computer, or a Mac computer. It works for either one. It'll be sent to your email. You just click the zip file and it'll open up to you like a flower. It'll open up to you and you'll have 10 full-length modules in there that will begin to teach you, educate you, empower you. All the names of all the CDs or MP3s that we offer you are on the website as well. So you'll know what you're studying. And also you'll be able to see the 2 ebooks that we'll send to you that will be downloaded in that zip file as well. The entire course is a steal, folks. It's $69 because we want to educate and train each one of you. Get your course now before the price goes up. When it goes up, it goes up. So order it today, or you can call my office to order it. 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. All right, God bless you. To our next broadcast, go and create your world.